For some reason, when I'm sitting there and talking to children, I'm okay. When I'm standing here, it's a different story. So this story is about bones, as you might figure. We got started there a little soon. This story is about bones, and why, I don't know why, but it seems like one of the most memorable experiences that I've had this year so far was going on a dinosaur digging project in Montana with my friend Alex Miller. So Alex, will you just give a wave? There you are. So during the fellowship meal, say hello to Alex. Alex has gotten me into this because I answered his invitation to go on this dinosaur digging project because fair is fair. Alex went with me on two invitations, once to Andrews, South Carolina MDS, and once to Detroit, Michigan MDS. So I felt it's only fair that I go on a dinosaur digging project with Alex. So you see, I'm not the most scientifically curious person, but I would have to say that this experience really did give me a lot to think about. So, working with a hammer and a screwdriver and a paintbrush for a week made me ask a lot of questions. I mean, what else is there to do but think of questions when the most that you can get done in a day is fill up two buckets with pieces of rock? So the rest of the time you have time to think, talk, maybe, but it's hot. So some of my questions were, what do these bones mean? Why am I here digging and helping to preserve something from the past? What bones do we have in church that no longer have life in them? Will our places of worship eventually return to nature because they no longer give meaning to our lives? I soon realized that I was not alone in asking some of these questions. I was surrounded by a group of people who, like me, were wondering, what does this mean? And by the way, this tailbone of a Suwasi dinosaur is now on exhibit at the Philadelphia Natural Academy of Science. Joan and I saw it this past Friday night. I recalled that when Moses was tending sheep in the desert country, he saw something unusual and he said, I must step aside. Moses' curiosity, and there's that word again, curiosity, took his mind off the mundane and onto holy ground. So yes, I was curious about bones. One morning, Caitlin O'Brien, the development director for the Academy of Natural Sciences, showed up for breakfast and told us that later that day she was coming to our worksite and that we should be thinking about what we could share about our experience so that she could put it on a live Twitter feed back to the Natural Academy of Science. Well, I had plenty of time to think about this, and so here's what I said. Something to this effect, anyway. Curiosity brought me here. I think curiosity can lead to knowledge. Knowledge can lead to respect. And with respect for each other and the ecological systems we live in, maybe we can avoid our own extinction. But sometimes it is hard to hold on to hope. We here in America seem to have this perverted notion about individual freedom, which we think is enshrined in the Second Amendment, that allows us to own and use weapons of mass destruction. Sandy Hook, Columbine, Parkland, Charleston, other places, other events have taken the potential out of bones that had creative life and energy in them. This is wrong. It has to stop, and I wish those of us who would care got a little more loud and a little more angry. And I'm serious. So this morning, when I think of Ezekiel 37, I think what it's telling us to think about is to be curious, to care, and connect. On the second day, now we seem to have a pause. Okay. There we go. On the second day of the dig, I uncovered a bone that I was told was a chevron. It was part of the underside of a dinosaur's tail. Here you can see the outline of a rib, the dark part, because we had to put glue on the bone to preserve it from air and moisture until it could be totally dug out and wrapped and sent back to the museum. I was really invested in digging out this bone with my friend Matthew, a 13-year-old from New Jersey. And I realized that as I was digging on this, it felt like this is my bone. And I realized that the group around me was working more productively on bones that were almost ready to take their trip back to the Academy of Natural Sciences. So I wondered, what bones do we have in our church today? What are we doing that's on its way to extinction? Or what are we doing that's evolving? I thought of Sunday school. Do you know that the origins of Sunday school was in England, Gloucester, England, 1780? These two white guys decided that poor working class kids needed an education. Along with education, they needed to learn how to brush their teeth. So that was the original origins of Sunday school: reading, writing, and arithmetic, and brushing your teeth. So we've evolved since then. What needs to be buried? I think trying to make Sunday school as a time for various age groups and sit together to discuss a printed explanation of a biblical passage is just about extinct. Some people still find meaning in it, but it's changing. Now, I know that sounds harsh, but I think taking a trip to Philadelphia, like Dan Lapp did on Friday with a number of you, is a meaningful idea, because it gets us to rub shoulders with others, other cultures, other people, and learn about their perspectives. We at Plains are curious. I think we are willing to try new things. A great way to celebrate and foster our curiosity is by having a mentoring relationship. We are good at mentoring at Plains. Older people like me don't want to be put on a shelf, but we put ourselves there when we fail to seek ways to engage with younger persons. Younger persons, I think, don't want to hear our advice and success stories, but they do have a great respect for us when we share our doubts and our failures and show interest in their stories. Mentoring takes time. It's about building a relationship. It's about trying new things and learning new skills. Here at Plains, we share mentoring together. We eat together. I know that I'm not the only one that has benefited from a meaningful mentoring relationship. I heard Mary Greaser say the following at Renee's baptism. Renee, you have taken me on a journey these past 6 years. You have taught me many things. One thing I discovered was your ability to look beyond disappointments. Yes, you had disappointments and frustrations along the way, but you had the ability to put that behind you and only look at what God has ahead for you. The disappointments were in the past. Indeed, you let it go. Put on your smile and only look forward to see what exciting plans God had for you. What a gift you have to be able to do that. Thank you, Renee. In a mentoring relationship, two people come together and explore their curiosity together. Out of that comes a long-lasting care for each other. The Diplodocus was the first mammal that cared for their young. This was the first mammal to lay eggs and brood on them until they hatched. Later, this mammal evolved into what we now know as birds. Here at Plains, how do we care? What do we care about? One of my greatest memories here was taking Hubert Schwarzentruber and Warren Aldifer to my brother's farm to watch potato digging. Warren left his walker in the car and started walking across the freshly dug rows of potatoes, and then he said to me, "Jim, do you know what this does for me to be able to walk in dirt?" Many of us here at Plains have agricultural roots. It's in our bones. We recently acknowledged this by the transition celebration Henry and Charlotte had at their house. Farming is an international language. One of my dreams is that farmers around the world, people who grow their own food, will unite together to work on climate change. Because our source of food really does depend on it. When the prophet Ezekiel hears the question, "Can these bones live?" at first he seems noncommittal. His response is, "You alone know." But he remains curious. When curiosity leads to care and the Spirit of the Lord enters our bones, something happens. And one of those things, I think, is service. Service happens because we care. Now, you probably know where I'm going with this. We are fortunate to have Mennonite Disaster Service to provide us with opportunities to care for those who have experienced devastating destruction to their homes and property as a result of natural forces that we all have helped to create. Now, my friend Alex was wearing his Mennonite Disaster Service t-shirt on the dinosaur digging project. And one day someone said to him, "So what kind of disasters do Mennonites create?" And I suppose we have created a few. But working together on an MDS project builds relationships, restores hope, and shows that we care. In digging at the dinosaur site, I was frequently puzzled by how the bones connected to each other. The connecting tissue between the bones was gone. And then I wondered, what is connecting us here at Plains? Recently, I'm seeing an interest in connecting with other cultures. The church outside our walls has been a place where new relationships and friendships are being formed. Here at Plains, our space and property are used by many different cultures. I think I notice a trajectory here that we want to be more connected with our global neighbors. And to further that along, we as a leadership team want to be thoughtful and respectful in how we relate to people who don't look like us. So recently, in meeting with conference staff about this, they've recommended that our elder team, which, as you know, happens to be all white people, they recommended to our elder team that we take a survey about our attitudes towards cultural differences. One of the things that I learned about myself is that I need to be more aware of how I, as a white male, am perceived by people from other cultures. And on November 25th, that's coming up, our elder team will meet with Chantel Todman Moore and will learn more about how to better relate interculturally. I'm hoping that this will transfer into congregational learning as well. So what do these bones tell us? I have an idea for a new Plains t-shirt. The t-shirt says, curiosity, care, and connect. But I think I hear the voice of Ezekiel. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. And then you will know that I am the Lord. May it be so.